Chris, was are you disappointed with the performance, or was it inevitable? You've had two games since Huddersfield last played.
I don't like making excuses for these blokes, but you know, you could tell when we kicked off, there were a lot of tight people there, and credit to my boys, they stuck in, they worked hard for each other, and we weren't far away. I said in the press that I think that they kicked the ball a lot better than what we did, and you know, we came up with a lot of errors, which didn't help. You know, they played the conditions better than us that second half, and you know, they deserved the result.
Yeah, first half you had to do a lot of defending, but you were still in it at half time, 16-10. You think you could kick on second half? I guess the changing conditions at half time didn't really help you chase any game either.
Yeah, I've not seen weather like that for a long time. We started the game slow. We really gifted them the first two tries, come off back of, you know, two uncharacteristic errors, and you know, one off the back of the scrum there and one off the kick off, and you know, it just wasn't us. And we found a way to get back in the game. We controlled the game a little bit better. But second half again, it was similar to that first half. We kept turning the ball over cheaply, and you know, we did a lot of defending, and you know, it told in the end.
Is it a question now of getting some recuperation and some rest into your guys? Got some big games coming up as well.
Yeah, the boys will have a few days off now, and you know, they deserve it. It's we've had a tough period. That's the third game in 10 days. It's important now we let them rest and you know, give them a bit of time off, and we're ready to go on Sunday against Salford.
Yeah, you reshuffled your troops again. Was that just to try and freshen things up ahead of this?
Yeah, we needed to. You know, there were a lot of sore bodies. After the Salford game, you know, very physical game, that Salford game, and that were, you know, backing up off the physical game in the Challenge Cup. You know, we could rest a few people. We did that, and we've rested a couple again today, just because of the fact that some of the boys are still sore. So they've got some time off now. They've got a couple of days to look after themselves and do the right thing, and then it's back at it next week.
You're still well in the hunt for the top eight, obviously in the semi-final. So it's some big game, big month, isn't it, ahead now for
you? Yeah, you know, we spoke about June being a big month, and you know, July's even bigger now. July's even bigger month. You know, we're playing some teams in and around us. We've got the Salford game coming up on Sunday, and then obviously the the game against Hull FC. So it's going to be a very, very tough month, and also the Challenge Cup semi-final. But I'm confident in this group of players that we can get through the other side. We've played particularly well the last three, four weeks. And you know, it's all about recovery now and recharging them batteries, ready to go for next week.
Any bumps and bruises from today, or is everyone looking all right?
No, everything's looking okay. There are a couple of bumps, but nothing serious there. But we've got some fresh bodies to come in next week as well. Fingers crossed. You know, we get through these next couple of days without any injuries, and you know, like I said, ready to go Sunday.
Good stuff. Just last one from me. Obviously, last time I spoke to you after the Challenge Cup win, you didn't really have time to let it sink in. Two games in a week coming up. Has it sunk in yet? You're in the semi-final.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has. But you know, the focus has been taken away now. You know, with the short turnarounds and the Super League campaign, that's the most important thing at the minute. That's what we're in for these next 2-3 weeks, and then we'll look at the Challenge Cup in a week or so. But you know, my main focus now is preparing these boys to get a result on Sunday, which is going to be a very, very tough game.